Good morning again. So how does one preach on a Sunday in which we celebrate Pride and Graduates and Teachers and Father's Day? No answers? Well, we'll see how it goes. I brought one of my successfully sprouted plants today. How does it look to you? Thank you. So you might know this about me, that one of my past jobs was that I was actually a plant waterer. I went inside the mall and I went inside different offices and actually watered plants. Yes, that is a real job and I did it. But this is actually a fake plant because it's the best kind that I can keep. So it always looks beautiful, maybe a little dusty, but thanks for thinking it looked great. I think it does too. I'm wondering, what does it take to grow a successful plant? Or even something outside, yes? Love and care, water, what else? Soil, life, light and life, sunshine. You have to weed it? Yes, but yes. You know what, that might be where I go wrong, because I don't do that. I don't weed it. Well, Jesus taught us in parables. He taught us with story. Today we read about sowing seeds. Our teachers today use many ways to teach students. The key is to learn how their students learn and then incorporate that mode of learning into their lesson. Teachers have a challenging and very rewarding job because they get to see firsthand how students grow each year. Jesus, just as Jesus explained in our scripture, the farmer would scatter seed. The seed would sprout and grow. Students grow and sprout as well. Each of our students have a story. They have gone through challenges, struggle, hardship, and they have kept their eye on education. We are very proud of our graduates, and I know we'll be able to acknowledge them another week. So even though I wrote this in, I'm keeping it, because we'll acknowledge them another week. Just as our scripture said today, the harvest has come. And now our students are able to go out into the world and not only further their education or get a job, but they're able to share their faith wherever they go and in whatever they do. The kingdom of God is like someone scattering seed. Somehow the seed sprouts and grows. The earth does it all on its own, and the farmer doesn't know how it grows. The kingdom of God is like learning a new way to live together and maybe not really understanding the process or the purpose at first. This week has been Pride Week. At the Interfaith Pride Worship Service at Temple Concord, we were reminded by the children that family can consist in many different ways, but the most important thing is love. We don't know how the kingdom of God will continue to grow and stretch us in what love means, but God knows. Our scripture tells us to just go with it. Because the kingdom of God is like a seed sprouting and growing until harvest. Even if we don't know all the details, it still does what it does. God is growing and sprouting us to love one another until the harvest. Love is the most important ingredient in the kingdom, God's family, or the kingdom of God, and in all families. Well, today is also Father's Day. Father's Day brings about many emotions, and I could share many of mine, but we will move beyond that. As we think about the love between father and child, we celebrate what we have experienced, and we love what is yet to come. And let's not forget the love that fathers have for their children at this country's southern border. Families belong together. In honor of Father's Day today, let's call or write a letter or an email to our representative saying families belong together. The kingdom of God is like planting a seed, watching it sprout and grow. Fathers play a large part in a child's life as the child sprouts and grows. Let's advocate for the love between father and child. Our scripture reminds us that the kingdom of God is like planting seed so that it can grow into a useful vegetation. This may be how we grow as teachers, or grow as students, or grow as fathers, or grow as children, or grow as to what family means. From my experience, some plants do grow without much care. But the ones I have tried to grow take much care. To grow a healthy and useful plant, we must water it, as you all said, make sure it gets sun, but not too much sun, right, gardeners? We must protect it from severe weather, and maybe even talk or sing to it. In other words, we must show love and kindness throughout the entire process. As we learn more about God and one another, the kingdom of God comes into being as Jesus taught us, on earth as it is in heaven. Unending love. Amen.